Egunon, buenos días. Bienvenidos a la rueda de prensa de la película Soldati, Poveste d'Inferentari, película que está incluida en la sección oficial de esta 65 edición del Festival de San Sebastián. Y bueno, para hablar de la película tenemos a buena parte de su equipo. Los presento, tenemos con nosotros a Katalin Christutiu, que es el montador de la película, Lukian Chovanu, su director de fotografía, a los actores Adrian Skiop y Vasile Pavel Digudai, a su productora Ada Solomon y a su directora Ivana Mladenovic. Bueno, como siempre, antes de abrir turno de preguntas, quizás sería interesante que nos contara un poquito, ya que tenemos aquí tanto al guionista, a la productora y a su directora, un poco cómo surge este proyecto, ¿no? No sé, Ivana, si puede ser, podemos considerar Soldati como una prolongación de una anterior película tuya, una película documental, Lumea en Patratele, ¿no? Donde también te habías acercado a la comunidad romaní. Y nos expliques un poquito cómo surge el proyecto.
Well, first of all, how did the project come along? This is the first question. Mm-hmm. I was in Berlin and I was writing my script that was based on a Roma musician, and another friend called me and told me that Adi wrote a book that was not yet published and it was very much similar with the themes that I was dealing with. So I asked him to give me the book to read it, and I read it and I was like, okay, this is 10 million times better than my script, so I guess I want to do this one. So I told him that I would like to make this film, but I was kind of considering that there will be nobody wanting to produce it. So we went for it. Ada wanted to produce it. We started working on the script. We worked on the script for, let's say, 2 years, something like that. And then we got the money we got our film funded. I started searching for Alberto, I started searching for Adi, even though Adi was all the time next to me. I didn't know at the beginning that I will take Adi for the main role. And this is how the film started. We decided to shoot in the real Ferentari, where the real story based on Adi's book was happening. And this is how it happened. And for the rest, that people keep saying that this is like prolongation of my previous work. Yes, it's not necessarily prolongation of my previous work, but I did a documentary called Turn of the Lights before. I worked with young prisoners. It was about three young boys freshly released from the prison, and I followed their lives. And here also the story of Adi and Alberto. Adi is an ex-convict who spent like 14 years in prison, so inevitably, it is also addressing this issue: how an ex-convict deals with after prison life. Nobody's hiring him. Nobody wants to give him another chance. And how adapted he is to the society of today. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Y quizá Ada podría explicarnos qué le atrae a ella del proyecto para involucrarse en él.
Yeah, for me it was about two elements. I'm attracted to storytellers much more than to stories, and for me it's a big experience, and the most profound relation is the one that I have with the author, with the filmmaker. So I was really intrigued and attracted to the force and the fragility that Ivana is transmitting through her work and as a personality. But in the same time, I try to do films that are raising questions and that are pointing on social political issues, and this was a perfect case. I was attracted actually by this impossible encounter, impossible interference in between these two worlds, the the marginal word from this community at the outskirts of Bucharest, and I would not call it only Roma, but really outcasted and excluded people, and the white word, so to say, the word from where Adi is coming, and also this other other theme, how the Roma community is reacting, and this outcasted community is reacting to the LGBT matter, where actually the exclusion is even more violent and more open than in the regular Romanian community. And to my surprise, this film was financed somehow a little bit easier than other projects, despite the theme and the heavy subject. So I'm very happy, and we were quite reluctant that we will be supported by the Romanian Film Fund, and I'm very, very happy that we are. We were a bit reluctant that the Serbian Film Fund will go for this kind of story, and we were. It's true that this is also grace to the wonderful producer and old friend that we have in Serbia, Jelena Mitrovic. And then the Belgians came on board. Fracas, it's also a very old partner of us, and both Cassandra Warnutz and Jean-Yves Roubon are very very interested in this type of cinema. And then we had the support of Eurimage that were more expected, but not for a debut film of this little size. So everything went quite smoothly, despite our expectations.
Muy bien. Sí, tenemos una pregunta primero aquí y luego seguimos, tenemos más. Sí, por favor.
Yes, hello. It came across to me especially as a gay love story, more than anything which has to do with a social political research or analysis or denunciation. A gay love story between a marginal man and a middle class man. Could you tell us more about that? Could you walk us more into that,
yeah,
that theme?
Definitely. I didn't want to make it like a film that is going to address all these issues, especially like it's not like a film about the ghetto. It's not a film about Roma position. It's not, of course, inevitably it is about all that. But first and foremost, this is like, for me, it will be, and I wanted to die that way, a love story. So this is definitely a relationship story about Adi and Alberto. And this is how I want it to be. Of course, you get the idea how it is in a marginal quartier. You get the idea how it is for a person who just recently came out of prison. You get the idea how it is for them, but it's not necessarily about that. The film is and should be a love story. This is how I want it to be.
Sí, tenemos primero aquí una. Sí.
Vale, voy a preguntar en español. Soy de la Radio Nacional de Rumanía, corresponsal aquí en España. Me gustaría preguntar a Ivana, a Adi, a Pavel también. Primero para Ivana, las dificultades o las condiciones de rodar en un ambiente como Ferentar, dado que me parece que no había profesionales, actores profesionales ahí. Y cómo reaccionaron la gente de la calle, de los bares, que eran, me pareció, muy auténticos. Luego para Adrián, ¿qué te llevó a escribir esta historia? Porque tú eres el guionista, codirector también y el actor, ¿no?, principal. Y para Pavel, otra pregunta, ¿cómo ha sido tu experiencia en este papel? Creo que es la primera de actor en una película. Muchas gracias.
Yeah, it was basically more or less first time for everybody, this film. I did a lot of research in Ferentari. I was basically, I would go with the ARAS. You see it even in the film. It's like association for, how do you translate it? It's anti-SIDA and anti-AIDS. People who are actually helping, it's a program that is called Harm Reduction. They're giving needles in order for other people who are heroin addicts not to get infected. So I was with them on the field something like 2 months. I would go with them and do the same type of humanitarian work. So the other people would get to know me, not to think that I'm there to exploit anybody or anything. So they got to know me really easily. I mean, we spent a lot of time in the neighborhood, so it wasn't that hard after all. It was okay because the people got used to us. And most of them, they didn't have any problems that the film was shooting. I mean, of course, there is always sometimes smaller incidents, but not at all. Even people in the bar, and yes, we did a casting, let's say, 1 year and a half before I found Alberto. I found him, by an accident. A friend of ours said that he has a perfect guy for us, an ex-convict who wants to play in the film. And then Digudai came and he brought another friend and he said, look, you're gonna take my friend to play the lead role. And I said, yeah, but I don't want your friend, I want you. So this is how he ended up being, let's say not trained necessarily, but doing castings for 1 year and a half in order to find Adi. I casted half a Bucharest to find Adi, and actually, with none of the actors that came for casting clicked, and then I decided to ask Adi. I forced Adi to play Adi because he didn't want to do it. So we started rehearsals another 2 months in the neighborhood. We rented a small apartment in Ferentari, and they spent a lot of time together. I spent a lot of time in the neighborhood, so there were, just by spending time there and being there more or less for 1 year and a half, it helped a lot to be welcomed in the neighborhood. So this is how it happened. Tu ce te-a inspirat să faci această poveste?
O să vorbesc în română. Romanul are, în primul rând, am scris un roman care are o temă și care inspiră scenariul ăsta. Nu știu, întrebare, cum am scris romanul sau cum am scris scenariul?
Nu, cum ai scris romanul?
De ce? Romanul l-am scris, în primul rând, în momentul, are ceva rădăcini autobiografice, are o poveste cumva asemănătoare, mi s-a întâmplat. Și am scris-o cumva ca să mă eliberez de ea. Am scris-o destul de repede. De obicei stau mai mult. E al treilea meu roman. E al treilea roman al meu. De obicei stau câțiva ani. Acum am scris-o repede. În câteva luni.
Sigur, cum a fost pentru tine să lucrezi la filmul ăsta? Poți să vorbești tu română, dacă vrei.
Da, o experiență pe care nu o pot uita niciodată.
Mai mult?
Da.
Vrei să mai zici ceva?
Ce să mai zic?
A fost greu? A fost amuzant?
A fost momente și grele și ușoare și frumoase și nervoase. Am gustat din toate cât un pic.
My name is Paul Katzenberger from Germany, and I have a question regarding the thesis, because we kind of lose track of the thesis in the course of the film, and I'm wondering whether Adi will continue to work on it or not.
He just published the book of his thesis. yes, he finished the thesis. He's officially doctor in Manele music.
But how did he do it? Since he did not continue to...
It's not a musical thesis, it's more in sociology. So it's about the neighborhood, and thesis are through his relationship with Alberto. It's not about thesis in music.
Yeah, it's about the subculture of Manele. It's not about ethnomusicology, let's say.
So this is why we also lose it in the film, because it's not necessarily about the... making it in about the music. It's about people who live there and...
About the message of the music.
May I make another remark? In the beginning, I wasn't sure whether it really is a love story or whether it is just a very radical approach to research. was that intended or...
Adică, dacă e iubire sau ai fost nesimțit? Cam asta e întrebarea.
Cred că acum romanul e una, scenariul e altceva, puțin. Romanul, să zicem că se vede. Se vede și, nu știu, procese, se văd procesele de conștiință al lui Adi mai mult. Acum romanul e filmul e o chestie behavioristă cumva, adică se vede doar ce se spune. Destul de complicat, cred că, să arăt chestia asta.
Dar nu am înțeles neapărat care era întrebarea. Am și uitat.
Întrebarea era dacă e o abordare radicală a tezei sau e de fapt o poveste de dragoste.
No connection between the novel and the thesis.
Între dacă tu ai fost în cartier doar să, dacă te-ai folosit de Alberto doar ca să faci teza și faptul că ai fost cu Alberto a fost o chestie din asta de teză sau s-a întâmplat o poveste de dragoste?
Asta e întrebarea. A fost pentru studiu sau a fost o poveste de dragoste?
I think it was about love, because I was scared. I'm not the most courageous man in the world. Sorry?
Pentru că zis că ai avut o iubită. Spune cum e treaba asta în România.
I'm Romanian as well, you know, in Romania usually people cover their sexual orientation, so.
Okay.
And in a way I wanted to show the homosexuality in the Roma community is not so different as...
From Romanian.
From Romanian society, from the mainstream. Adi has a girlfriend, Alberto had a girlfriend. Is the Romanian way of deal with homosexuality. I think maybe there is 1,000 people who is open gay. I was open gay before this, but it happened. And to be honest, in Ferentar, I hidden. I was not open gay. I was scared to be. So I cover myself with a girlfriend.
Sí, me gustaría, aprovechando que tenemos en la mesa también a Catalin y Lukian, que nos contaran un poquito también su experiencia en la película, porque la película yo creo que es una película, aunque es una película de ficción, sí que tiene un tono, un registro muy cercano al documental, ¿no? Entonces, desde el punto de vista de un montador y de un director de fotografía, también cuál ha sido su experiencia, ¿no? Empiece el que quiera.
Well, I think you've just mentioned the core of the story somehow, because Ivana and Lukian chose to shoot the film as a documentary, so they spent quite a lot of time on each scene, improvising and not stopping the camera too often, and this way of working is closer to documentary than to fiction film. Of course, they follow the script, but they wouldn't. But they would allow accidents to happen, and they would sometimes try to observe the neighborhood and even people who weren't actually cast in the film, and sort of steal those sequences with the documentary quality to them. And so after this happened during the shoot, also the editing process was a bit different than to a traditional fiction film, because we had a lot of footage to watch first, just to get the the more interesting bits, the ones that we wanted to use, but also preserve some of the accidents and documentary footage. So we kind of tried to build the story and the film from what we had, rather than just following the script as you do on traditional fiction films. And so, yeah, I think that's the main difference. Just you know, working in a way much closer to documentary filmmaking in editing, and from what I've seen in the shooting as well. So.
When shooting, the difficult part was to try to capture the atmosphere and the life in the neighborhood, the way it was, and to reproduce it in the film. Practically, what we try to do is to place the characters in the environment and try to blend them in and capture this without disturbing what's going on. And it was not easy most of the time. And then technically, what was different and what I really tried to achieve was to give them more freedom than in a regular situation, because they were not professional actors, and we really wanted to have them the freedom to move without caring like they are casting shadows or not hitting the marks. Or, and yeah, well, I hope I did this. I mean,
we worked on all our films together. We studied together, and we did a documentary as well together. So he basically knows what I want, and it was easier in that way. So he would shoot. As for the freedom part, it's kind of hard, because it was easier for Adi to let him be free, because somehow he was playing third hand of himself. But Digudai has nothing of the character from his biography. He doesn't have anything of Alberto, so basically all he's saying is fiction. It was those were lines, so for him it wasn't that easy to improvise something, because he had to follow the script. He wasn't, he's a married man with a traditional, out of the traditional community, and for him to do something like this was definitely not something to improvise. Of course, there was some little part where he could look like he would be the one from that neighborhood, but it wasn't so free for him. It was hard, because he, in the same time, he had to be free, and at the same time, he had to follow the script, because he had nothing of the character in the movie. So that made things much, much harder. If I had characters that knew exactly what they were doing and everything, it would be easier. But here was definitely following the script and learning those lines, sometimes kilometrical monologues, for him, it was quite an achievement, I would say.
¿Hay más preguntas? ¿Alguna pregunta más? Si no, mientras, no sé si hay más preguntas, pero bueno, a mí sí me gustaría saber, en primer lugar, a los espectadores que no somos rumanos, no somos de Bucarest, si nos podrían contextualizar un poco este barrio de Ferentari exactamente, porque evidentemente para nosotros es todo un descubrimiento en la película, ¿no? ¿Cuál es un poco la situación allí? Y también, ¿cuál creen que puede ser la reacción en Rumanía al tratar de esta manera el tema de la homosexualidad? No sé si la sociedad rumana ya lo puede aceptar con mayor libertad, si todavía tiene bastantes prejuicios al respecto.
Yeah, Ferentari is only like 10 minutes away from the center of Bucharest by cab, so it's not that far away. And in that way, it is a little bit different from the rest of the Bucharest. I wouldn't say that it's not. But the community is also Romanian and Roma. It's mixed, so people live together. Of course, not all the streets and not everybody are living horrible lives. There is also families that live there, so it's not that crazy. But of course, regarding to the whole society and whole Bucharest, there is always this fear that like taxi doesn't want to drive you to Ferentari, or But actually, it's not that. I think that it's kind of paranoia, weird paranoia that is going on, because when you go there, you feel this fear, but nothing really happens, because nobody wants to go to prison because of you, you know what I mean? It's not like something really happens over there. So.
But it's still the most hero in trafficking in Bucharest. There is some problem, and also about prostitution, there is some issue there.
Of course.
Especially drugs and prostitution, I think. But the biggest
mafia networks.
But the mafia network was destroyed. Was destroyed in 2007, 2010, let's say.
Sí.
Following up on that question, how was Ferentari during the Ceausescu regime? What was it? Any memories? Any comparison possible?
Was a working class neighborhood with let's say more necalificat, muncitor necalific, underskilled.
Basic workers.
Basic workers, not so qualified. I mean, no plumbers, no more. More about this kind of workers, but was a strong working class culture over there. The problem start, I think, more in during the 90s because the unskilled workers was the first who was sacrificed during the capitalism, you know, during the transition. So
they lost their jobs.
No money, nothing, and they couldn't even go outside the country because the border was closed.
Is there nostalgia amongst the people of Ferentari, people in their 50s and over, who have lived through nostalgia for the old regime?
You will be surprised, but not only about the old people. It's also about the teen, because they know the stories from their parents, and the communists sound like a paradise from them, you know. So it's also about the young people, not only about older ones.
Sí, que un momentito. Quedaba pendiente, había preguntado antes también lo que habíamos comentado de cómo piensan ellos que puede recibir la película de la sociedad rumana, si siguen existiendo prejuicios, hay una mentalidad ya más abierta sobre este tema.
So I think it will be a heavy reaction and a heavy rejection. Of the film, not only towards the LGBT matter, but also about presenting this kind of poverty and this neighborhood and this kind of image and the classical way of why are you presenting for the foreigners this horrible part of our country, which I don't think it's horrible. I think it has a lot of poetry, and I think it has a special life of itself, and it's a lot of life over there. I know very very rich neighborhoods that are completely lifeless comparing to Ferentar. And the intensity of the relations, the intensity of everyday life, it's much higher there. So I'm pretty sure that that we will face all kind of scandals with a film, and that we will be again, as we are already, the moment that the images and the trailer and the promotion of the film for the presence here and the premiere of the film in Toronto were released, we were already like, of course, once again, Mrs. Solomon, the Jewish non-Romanian it's putting dirt towards our country and so I'm used to it. It's okay. It's not the first time and definitely it's not the last time.
Bueno, sí, hay que aclarar que Ada, que fue jurado de nuestro Ikusmira Berriak el año pasado, nuestro programa Ikusmira Berriak, y es una toda una institución en el cine rumano porque ha producido a gente como Calin Peternetz, Radu Jude, Florin Servan, Pablo Negoescu, así que supongo que estarás ya bastante acostumbrada, ¿no?, a este tipo de críticas. La recepción en Toronto, por el contrario, fue muy buena, por lo que tengo entendido.
Yeah, it was a very, very good experience indeed, and I cannot complain.
Muy bien. ¿Hay alguna pregunta más? ¿Tendríamos tiempo para una última pregunta? ¿O? ¿No? Bien, pues en ese caso solo nos quedaría, podemos dar por terminada la rueda de prensa, agradecer a todo el equipo de la película que haya venido aquí a presentarla. Y nada, pues desearle muchísima suerte, tanto aquí en el Festival San Sebastián, cuando en su estreno y en toda su vida, que espero que sea muy larga. Mucho más.
Thank you.